talking today with Gene Newens from PCOM and with Pop. Gene, you know, we're into this spring growing season now. We're almost officially at the start of springtime. We're starting to see wheat come out of dormancy, and I know we're also seeing our canola starting to grow as well. Give me an overview of what you're seeing across the state of Oklahoma.
Well, we've looked at our old canola from Kansas and down into northern Texas. In fact, yesterday I was in Keyes, Oklahoma, and looked at some fields out there. And 90% of it's looking real good. It's coming out of dormancy right now. We haven't seen many insects in it yet. I would suspect that'll start as the weather warms up. They'll need to start watching for aphids and stuff in it. But right now it's looking excellent. Came out real good. The new varieties we have really did good in the winter that we had this year.
So, you know, as we think about this year's crop, I know that we've taken a fairly exponential type jump in acres. What is your current guess on probably the acres that are out there?
Well, I think there's probably 85,000 acres scattered between Kansas, Oklahoma, western Oklahoma, and Texas. There's been some guess up to 110,000 acres. If we could harvest 80,000 acres this year, that would be a tremendous crop for us. The biggest challenge, again, is going to be the harvesting of it. You know, it's always been a challenge for us. We're working extremely hard on putting together a list of custom cutters. It's on the Oklahoma website. It's on our Pop website that we have on there. So hopefully that'll help get that done. But we've got more delivery points. They can go on our websites and see the delivery points. But we've gained a lot of information on it. Our plant in Oklahoma State is going to handle quite a little bit right at harvest time this year. We're going to open 3 buildings up instead of 1 this year. So we're looking forward to handling the crop as fast as we can and as efficient as we can when they get out of the field.
Now, you know, we obviously had some real challenges early on when it came to the harvesting, and particularly the first couple of years as we were trying to get all this up and rolling. We had some guys had not the best experience. We've learned some things since that time on how best to handle the harvest scenario, right?
Yeah, we have. Oklahoma State started, specifying direct cutting of it. Didn't work too good down here. In Canada, works good. They harvest in the fall when it's cool. We harvest in the spring when it's hot and windy. So we had to get that stuff down out of the wind. And swathing it with the Draper swather works real good. Coming back with a combine and picking it up. We also use a pusher and push it down now. And then come back with your normal combine, just pick it up that way also. It's worked real good for us. Look at new technology there too. And we have in Perkins, Oklahoma this year, we're going to have a harvest test on everything, try everything side by side, and really see what works best for us over there.
I know that, you know, in case of wheat, we like for it to dry down, and we're doing it later in the day. Canola, not necessarily the same way, right?
No, in the middle of the day, you don't want to be in a canola field. You want to wait early in the evening when it starts picking up like you would for a hay crop, early in the morning when there's still a little bit of dew on it, and just sort of stay away from it in the heat of the day. Those pods are so brittle during the middle of the day in that heat and wind that don't want to do that. You want to stay away from that time period.
I know that as we started this whole project a few years ago, one of the things that your group was very interested in, PCOM was very interested in, was the fact that there was a readily available market for the oil that you're able to extract from the canola seed. Are you still seeing that? Can we handle everything we grow?
We have no problem doing that. We've looked at 1 million acres in Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas. The demand for the oil is there. We still import 6 million acres worth from Canada. North Dakota will grow more this year. We'll grow more this year. So hopefully in the next 2 to 3 years we can get the acres up where the imports won't be quite as big and we'll be able to export oil and meal.
Now we've got a field day coming up in April at Lahoma. Got some other field days probably in the works as well, right?
Yeah, we have several field days coming up. They'll be on the calendars on the website, and I'll give them to you, Ron, also so you have them. April 20th in Lahoma, Oklahoma, we're going to have strictly a canola field day, winter canola field day, looking at all the products and stuff we have. And then in July 22nd in Enid, Oklahoma, we'll also have our big canola convention at that time. But lots of farmer meetings. Just check the website for the farmer meeting dates.
What's the attitude? What's the feedback you're getting from producers?
We're getting real good feedback this year. Last year with the freezes we went through and the drought we went through, there's really a lot of questions about it. But everything this year, in fact, it's just scary good. And when you see a crop like this in wheat or corn or anything else, you really get concerned about, you can't find enough problems with it. But right now we're not finding problems with it. And in my mind, I just love it. It's great. Go look at the field and take somebody out to look at the field. We had some people from Minnesota there last week. They couldn't believe how good that canola looked for this country, going through the cold weather we hit this year.